You know, one of the signs of true repentance, one of the signs of true repentance is that there's not one iota of self-pity. There are no theological explanations to rationalize what has been done. There's no problem of evil and suffering on their mind. There's none of this stuff. It's, we are sinners. You are gracious. We have no hope because of what you have done. We have done this to ourselves, but we cry out to you. Also note that there's an important point here. I've met people who say, oh yeah, it's okay for you to follow God and everything, but you don't know what I've done. That's the whole point. That's true of all of us. That's not just true of some of us. And the proper response is not self-pity, because self-pity makes the enjoyment of God impossible. Self-pity has the wrong center. Self-pity puts us at the center. If we put ourselves at the center, well, and focus on ourselves, we don't have the resources to do anything about the problem, so we cycle down into further self-pity. Self-pity makes it impossible to enjoy God.